Last week we discussed people with special needs, and then we looked at compassion. Today we will discuss welcome and forgiveness. Welcome. Synonyms might include greeting, reception, and hospitality, all of which are essential for a pastor to display. Pastors will be called upon to welcome their own members, the rich, the poor, strangers, refugees, backsliders, regular attenders, people of other races and cultures, and should never show favoritism. We are reminded of James's warning in James chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stand over there, or sit down at my feet, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. Jesus is always our perfect example in all things. And as we study his life, we never find him displaying favoritism or partiality in any way. He ministered to people who were poor, rich, sick, demon-possessed, culturally different, prostitutes, etc. Your students will need to learn how to do the same. Next, we look at forgiveness. Many find it difficult to forgive, and for pastors it could be even more so sometimes, because the person they need to forgive may be in the congregation every Sunday. It may even be an elder or a deacon or another church leader. So how do we forgive? Many books and articles have been written about this topic, but we will focus on Jesus, who taught us about forgiveness in Matthew 18, 21-35. Read it now. According to the ESV Study Bible, a talent would equal $600,000. Hence, 10,000 talents hyperbolically represents an incalculable debt, in today's terms, about $6 billion. The point is that the person would never have been able to repay the amount. The commentary goes on to say that the forgiveness of such a massive debt is a dramatic illustration of, one, the massive debt that people owe because of their sins to the holy, righteous God, two, their complete inability ever to pay such a debt. Romans 6:23a reminds us, for the wages of sin is death. Three, God's great mercy and patience, Matthew 18:26-29, in withholding his immediate righteous judgment that all people deserve for their sins. And four, God's gracious provision of Christ's death and resurrection to pay the debt for sins and to break the power of sin. 6:23 of Romans again. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The two central points in the parable are, first, that the gift of salvation is immeasurably great. Hebrews 2 verse 3 reminds us, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? And second, that unless a person is comparably merciful to others, A, God's mercy has not had a saving effect upon him, Matthew 18:32-33. And B, he will be liable to pay the consequences himself. Dear facilitator, please ensure that your students understand these three concepts and that they apply them in their ministry.